WHTC in the morning. It is a Thursday morning. Time is just about 9:15, and like we do every Thursday at this time, we bring aboard our good friend Sally Lakaitis from the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So good to see your sunshiny face in here.
Absolutely.
We need that. We need that. It's
kind
of gray outside.
We do. It is really gray as I'm looking out the window.
At least it's not raining anymore.
True.
Past couple days have been so damp
cold. No kidding.
Although, yesterday we got in the 50s. I actually got my Christmas lights put up last night.
Did you?
You know what?
I started paying someone to do it for
did
me.
You?
I did.
Well, thank you for the money. I'll come over and do it again next year.
Okay, you can. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you brought in a guest today. Who do we have with us?
I did. I brought in Christina from Moynihan Gallery.
Hello, Christina.
Hello. Thanks for having me here.
Good to have you here. And you've got some exciting things going on, don't you?
Yes. We actually just opened up a new portion in our store called Candleology.
Okay.
And I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the kind of experience it is, because that's how we really like to talk about it, is that it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And a portion of the store has been converted over into a mix-your-own candle bar.
That sounds like fun.
It's very cool.
And Sally, you've done this.
I have done it.
You've made a candle. You've jumped into those waters.
I did. And the very cool thing is that you can pick your scent.
Oh, nice.
And you can pick up to 3 scents, and then you mix them. They mm-hmm. mix them in these little shot glasses. And how many scents do you have?
We have over 100 fragrances.
Really?
Yeah, including a lot of seasonal scents for the holidays as
well.
What
a cool mm-hmm. idea. Now, in case our listeners don't know, or maybe they haven't been there in a while, tell them where Moynihan Gallery is located.
Sure. We're over on 28 East 8th Street, so we're right downtown. Mm-hmm. And Candleology is actually located right inside the store. So if you want to mix your candle, you just come right in, and where it's towards the back.
Towards
the back of the store, and you can just come in and mix a candle. You can, like Sally said, you pick 2 or 3 fragrances, and we can also help you if you're a little bit, uncertain as to what fragrances will work together.
That would be me.
Yeah.
It's really fun. They invited the entire staff down,
uh-huh.
and you know, it only takes an hour for the candle to set.
Okay.
So you can come in if you're shopping, and you can stay at Moynihan's the whole time and shop in their store, or they have a little card with 10 different things to do in downtown Holland in an hour.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And you come back and you get your candle.
Yeah, and it's a really nice way to even just personalize a gift, you know, if you're looking for, you know, shopping for Christmas and you want to make something. It really is very easy. Only probably takes, once you decide your fragrances, it probably only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to actually mix the fragrance, mix it into the soy blend candle, because they're all soy, so they're about 90% cleaner burning than a paraffin candle,
too. Oh, that's really
nice.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any, for Thanksgiving, any turkey-scented candles?
No, but we do have a couple interesting, I like to call them more unique scents, like bacon.
Bacon, really? I'm all about that.
Is that a guy scent or
that's
what?
A guy scent.
And also another guy scent would probably be the hops, which has been really popular
as well.
So we do have some unique ones. And sometimes people will come up with some interesting blends, mm-hmm. like the breakfast blend is bacon with maple syrup.
I love that. I love breakfast. Can you tell?
Oh, see, I do too. And, you know, this actually is a result of when we brought Joe Venito in, mm-hmm. the experience guy. And he was talking about one of the experiences they created in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Wendy from my office had actually participated in that in Columbus. And then Larry and Kate, the owners of Moynihan, went down to Columbus mm-hmm. and met with the owner of their candle making.
Actually saw how everything worked and how they were doing.
And came back, and just like that, we had it in Holland.
It's an awesome idea. That's what I love about downtown Holland. We always have new, fresh ideas coming in, and people like you, Moynihan Gallery, coming up with these ideas. It's great. This is just fun. And you gave us a few of these to give away, right?
We did, yeah. There's 3 certificates there for people can come in and mix their own scented candles.
Good. So. Well, we'll give one away at the end of the segment here in a few minutes. We'll take a caller and give one of those away. How about that?
Great.
Now, tell us again some of the different scents that are available. You said over 100 scents?
Over 100 fragrances. Mm-hmm. So you have a mix of, you know, there's florals, if you like lavender, lilac, we have florals. We also do a lot of food scents. So we have things like chai tea, gingerbread,
gingerbread,
hot cocoa.
Wow. Okay.
You know, there's quite a lot of food scents.
And some
scents.
Things you don't mm-hmm. even think about, like fresh snow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I use fresh snow.
The fresh snow is a great scent.
That's a great scent. And I like the seasonality of things, and then in the summer I assume you'll have some, like, you know,
Yeah, we'll have
Lake Michigan Ale Breeze wife. Or something like that.
Lake Michigan Ale Wife.
Yep. We've done really well with Avon just making some of our own signature scents to sell.
Cool.
During the holidays, we came up with one that was birch and balsam.
Okay.
And we premiered that at the holiday open house, and we're almost completely sold out of that scent.
Wow.
And then in the new year, after New Year's Day, we're going to be premiering another signature scent.
Oh, awesome.
So those are, besides mixing your own, you can also come in to just buy a candle off the shelf that we make there in the
already.
Store.
Oh, that's
right.
Nice. For people
and we
who
also
just on the go.
Absolutely, because sometimes you just need something quick, or maybe you just want one fragrance, and we have those all pre-poured. And then we also do wax tarts.
Right.
Which can be used in tart warmers as well as diffusers for people who are looking for like a flameless option.
Well, tell everybody again where you're located, just so they know.
28 East 8th Street, downtown Holland.
And it's very reasonable. If you want to come in and make a candle and pick out your own fragrances, it's
$16.50 for an 8-ounce
candle.
Bad. And that burns for 60 hours.
Oh, it does, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yep. And then the tart warmers are $11.50, and those are good for 36 to 48 uses.
Nice.
Yeah. And then on the bottom, you get to make your own little label.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask what kind of container.
So you can actually, it comes in a little glass container like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we have, this is a 8-ounce container. That's our signature size right there. And then we also have a lot of different decorative ones. One of the more popular ones we've been selling for a gift is it's like a light blue mason jar.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of people will do is they want to purchase this as like an experience for Christmas for somebody. So mm-hmm. they'll actually purchase the jar empty, and we have a gift certificate we put inside the jar.
Oh, what a
just
great
come
idea.
Down, yeah,
then
come down and make
candle.
And then,
then
some people like will fill it with candy or something like that. That
sure.
way there's something for them to open up
mm-hmm.
at Christmas time, and then when they're able to
what
and have time,
they
can come
gift.
In.
What a
great awesome idea, yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this guy can just see this going all kinds of places. This is awesome. What a neat thing to bring to Holland. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. And
of course, you got the Moynihan Gallery, which has beautiful artwork.
No kidding.
It's gorgeous in itself. So, yeah,
great
nice place
to
be.
Shop for Christmas and all year round.
Absolutely.
Plus, they do a beautiful job of framing. They frame so much for me. It's just, they do such a creative job with
great
framing.
Folks. One of our great merchants here in downtown Holland. Get down there, and of course, with snow coming, well, it's going to be a few days, but pretty soon you'll be glad again. We have that snow melt right outside your store.
Absolutely. And we also can accommodate groups and parties. So if you want to bring in a group of five or more, you can just call in ahead and we'll reserve a spot for you.
Okay.
And we also can, provide full wholesale opportunities if you have a business that you want to provide your own, custom candle for.
What a very mm-hmm. cool. I love the idea of buying the jar and putting something in it that they have to open and then coming
Absolutely.
Down and making the candle. That is such a neat
idea. For a great family gift
mm-hmm.
idea,
mm-hmm.
I think that's Definitely. Wonderful.
Do you have a website people can check more of this out?
We do. It's right now we're just starting to work on the candleology portion of the mm-hmm. website, so that's going to be coming up. But the Moynihan Gallery website is www.moynihangallery.com.
And I bet you're on mm-hmm. Facebook too, aren't you?
We are on Facebook and we are on Pinterest.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Pinterest. That's just going crazy. My wife loves Pinterest.
And sign up for their e-newsletter. They do a great job with an e-newsletter that comes maybe once a month. It's my favorite e-newsletter to open.
I bet it is.
Because it's always very visual and
very colorful and full of different
very
things.
Very well done. Absolutely.
Nice. Well, good. Well, thank you again for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Sally,
great
any other events going on in Holland you want to talk about? We've got a couple
of
minutes left here.
Sinterklaas Eve, the Sinterklaas procession is Friday evening.
And I am not Sinterklaas in this one.
No, but you will be in Tulip Time.
You're already signing me up for Tulip Time 2014, aren't you?
Yes, we are. You heard it here on WHTC, folks.
She bribes me with good food.
Yes, absolutely. We will have that again.
Good.
But Sinterklaas Eve is this weekend, Friday night at 6 o'clock, heading right down 8th Street, the procession, ending up in Centennial Park. And then you can have your picture taken with Sinterklaas at the museum.
Nice. Centennial Park is so beautiful right now.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, love
it. BPW does such a wonderful job.
They do. It's just beautiful.
And also, don't forget the Curse Marked going on at the 8th Street Marketplace, the 16 booths, and there's a double warming booth
mm-hmm.
this year, so you can go in and stay nice and toasty.
Love that.
In fact, what a great thing to do. If you go make your candle at Moynihan's, mm-hmm. you can wander on down to the Curse Marked, pick up a few little goodies, come back, pick up your candle, and you've got your shopping, your well
Everything
on the
done.
Way.
Everything done. One evening, you're good to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's lots of good stuff going on. The stores are all looking wonderful. And don't forget, there are still a few tickets left for Up on the Rooftops, which takes place a week from Friday.
Yeah, that's coming up quick too, isn't it?
It is, and you have to, when you purchase your ticket, you have to make a decision if you want to go to the reception before you do Rooftops or after you do Rooftops.
Right,
there are so many
good
people that they've divided the receptions up.
And then come down and see you at the Convention Visitors Bureau, get all this great information,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Sally's got it all. All right, ladies, thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
All right, have a great day, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you.